joined here on News Talk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS by Matt Bellis, rejoining us here from Reopen PA. And Matt, today's the big day. You guys are marching on the state capitol in Harrisburg. And as we do this, it's just prior to noon. How's the crowd so far?
We have a great crowd right here on the front steps of the Capitol building. A lot of people waving flags, a lot of folks holding up signs, declaring their rights and their freedoms and letting them know that we want to end this shutdown. Some saying they want to do it in a very responsible way, which is great. We want to see the movement of Reopen PA get as big as possible. And come noon, we're going to see this crowd grow even stronger.
Matt, Senator Mastriano, who joined the Mark Scaringe show in recent weeks talking about reopening, was one of those senators that signed on to the bill to potentially reopen with Senate Bill 613. Of course, it was vetoed by Governor Wolf. He's now saying on those very steps that allow businesses to reopen and be responsible, as you just mentioned. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we have a situation here where the people of Pennsylvania have unfortunately been very much in the dark as to the decisions made by the governor, and we haven't been afforded the data to know exactly how we're making these decisions. And so whether we need to know now or know later, we need to start understanding how we're going to reopen the state, and we've got to do that in a way that makes sense, that protects individual freedom, that protects those who are vulnerable, and really starts to champion the liberty that these people desperately are calling for back to their individual lives. So anything that we can do as responsible Pennsylvanians to reopen the state, we've got to move towards that agenda.
Does it bother you at all that the mainstream media is now construing what you're doing today as quote-unquote right-wing?
It's not a surprise. But we as a movement, as Reopen PA, especially for our group, we are apolitical. We're Democrats, we're Republicans, but most of all, we are Pennsylvanians, and we want to open up the state. If we get support from a particular candidate or a party, that's not because we were searching for it. That's because they agree with our message, and we're not here to bash any politician or anything like that. We're not even here to bash Governor Wolf. We're here to let them know the people of Pennsylvania are not going to stay on lockdown without any information whatsoever. So we've got to hear what the plan's moving forward with real measurable timetables, real understandable measurements of what that means in terms of a lockdown, what data is being used. We need to be a part of the conversation and not kept in the dark.
Now, my understanding is, and then I know you got to go, my understanding is there is a plethora of speakers that will begin at noon. And will you be one of those on the steps of the Capitol?
You know, this is one of those things that is a grassroots movement. So almost anybody and everybody might have a chance to say something. But I know that there are a list of speakers coming up. Mastriano's one. Representative Diamond is one. We're going to hear from lots of people. And I think if you just come out and show up, you're going to hear some really good information about how we reopen this state. If I'm one of them, I'm proud to be one of them.
Give me 1 second, because as we're doing this, here's what's going on. Coming up at 12:30, this just was sent to me, Matt, at 12:30, Governor Wolf and Secretary Levine are going to be holding a virtual press conference. So they're taking to the air at 12:30 as you all are protesting at the Capitol.
So if the governor, I apologize, there's a lot of noise coming out from the street here, a lot of people honking, and a lot of people wanting to be heard. We're glad to hear that the governor is going to be saying something. He did promise something this week, didn't give us a timetable of actually when that's going to happen. But if he's going to provide a press conference as to how we reopen the state, we welcome that. We just want some real information to start treating us like a sovereign citizenry and stop treating us like children kept in the dark.
Now, what's going to be interesting, and I know you got to go, Matt, Matt Bellis of Reopen PA, it will be interesting to note if he's doing the press conference from his home in York County or he's come to the Pima building to do the press conference, and I'll keep you abreast of that as events unfold.
Well, I will tell you, we welcome the governor here. We would give him a platform to say what he wants. Really, it's a shame that he isn't, because this isn't political. This isn't about politics. This is about reopening the state. He's our governor. We want to hear from him. And he's got a whole group of people here who are Pennsylvanians ready and waiting to hear from him. So, Governor, if you're hearing me, come on out, chat with the people. We'd love to hear from you.
Matt Bellis, Reopen PA, will be talking to you as the day unfolds.
Thank you so much.
That's Matt Bellis of Reopen PA right here on Newstalk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS.